Burt Show.
So I told you guys before that my son is starting to look at colleges now. So I took him to Ole Miss. During football season, we went in and checked out an Ole Miss game. And what I was stunned by as a UGA fan is that they were selling beer inside the stadium at Ole Miss. And with Hottie Toddies, they have always said they may lose the game, but they never lose the party. And they are right. Georgia, yesterday, joined all the SEC schools that allow beer in the stadium. Some do, some don't. And I don't even know why Georgia has held out for this long. But you can get beer at LSU. You can get beer at Tennessee and A&M and Arkansas and Missouri. Alabama. Texas is joining the SEC. You can drink down in Texas. They would revolt if you couldn't drink beer in Texas. Florida.
Go Gators. Okay. We've been drinking beer a long time.
Ole Miss. You can drink in their stadium. Kentucky, Kristen. You can drink in that stadium. And now Georgia this year is going to be serving beers in the stadium. That could go terribly wrong.
Yeah. But at least you won't get busted for sneaking stuff in.
Right, which has happened to me.
Fair point.
Yeah, as a grown-ass man. I got kicked out of the stadium, had to sneak my way back in the student section. Anyway.
I'm still batting 1,000, by the way.
That you snuck it all in?
I've never been caught.
Well, look at you and look at me. Okay. All right, Jackson. So you and the girl, your girlfriend, have a little bit of difference when it comes to diet?
Yes. My lovely girlfriend, God bless her, has one flaw, and that is she's a pescatarian.
Ooh,
and okay. I know that doesn't sound like a big deal, but, you know, when you have, I've never actually had to dealing with dietary differences when it comes to a relationship. And, you know, a big part of being in a relationship is going out to fun restaurants and eating together and doing all that kind of stuff, right? And so it's something that I'm very conscious of when choosing restaurants to go to and places to eat out in the city is we definitely choose things that are veggie / pescatarian friendly.
And for those that don't know, pescatarian, fish.
Yes.
Fish all the way. But even I find like even good steakhouses usually have one fish option
on
there.
They got that sea bass, baby.
Yeah, sea bass is waiting. It's lonely. It's super lonely, but it's there.
Sea bass or salmon.
Right. And so usually there are options at places. And, you know, when it's just her and I, it's very easy, like, because obviously we choose places that, you know, are, you know, accommodating to her diet. Problems tend to arise when we go out with other people where we're less in control of the restaurants. And she never likes being the center of attention in any situation. She doesn't want things to be difficult for anyone. She just wants things to go as, you know, smooth sailing as possible. And so as an example, I remember last year for my birthday, it was the first time she had actually met my parents. And we went to a steakhouse because maybe I was being a little bit selfish and I wanted to go to a steakhouse, but it was my birthday.
That's not selfish.
And at this place, they actually didn't have any fish options, but they had like this tofu option that she decided to order. And the waiter gave her this terrible look and was like, no one's ever really ordered that, and like was really sort of downplaying it. And
let's make sure our tofu hasn't expired.
Right? I think we have it.
And it made her feel super uncomfortable because she's in this environment that's brand new. She's meeting my parents for the first time, and like it made her, you know, feel like she was the center of attention. And that, and she actually ended up really liking the dish, but it just felt very weird for her to feel like kind of downplayed like that, right?
One thing, a piece of advice a friend of mine gave me, which maybe will help your girlfriend, and it changed my way I think of it, is if whatever you order from the menu, if they judge you, it speaks more about the restaurant because they shouldn't be offering it in the first place if it's not up to snuff and it says more about them than it does about you.
I feel like they caved into some kind of public pressure when there's like that one item on there that's tofu that clearly nobody is going to order very often.
Exactly. And so, you know, when we go out to dinner with my family at places, I really am just trying to make sure that she's comfortable and that she has something to eat. But what that oftentimes causes is like my mom to freak out and be like, you know, if we're doing like a family style meal where everyone's sort of sharing dishes, right? She'll like come up to her separately or call out across the table, like, is there anything that you can eat? And it makes her feel very uncomfortable. And so I feel like I'm put in this weird position where I want to make sure that she's obviously getting fed and getting something that she wants to eat, but I don't want her to feel awkward and that she's like being difficult, right? And so it feels awkward for me.
I say dump her. just break up with
her? Is this
ditch or date?
Ditch energy.
What a pain, man. Yeah. Dump this girl.
So inconvenient.
There's many more fish in the sea.
There you go, man.
The Burt Show.